This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to your Q, sponsored by Premier Insurance. And I am Shannon Sebastian, your host, so happy to be here on a Thursday. It's beautiful outside. I feel like we've had some great things happen lately that we've had on the show, and just kind of wanted to do a little bit of updating on that. And I have to say, I kind of ran in here not too terribly long before the show started. And we were having a good time at the office. Margaret and Katie from Travelers Insurance was there, and those two are a hoot. So that was fun, and I could have hung out for a while longer and spent some fun time there. But sorry, ladies, we'll catch you next time here. Had the show to do. But last week on the show, we had Ride 22 for Oregon, which is an organization that helps individuals who have had a loved one who have died by suicide and have been left behind. And it was such a joy to have them on the show, and then really just to get to know them further by going to the kickoff party. And so I reached out to them to say, you know, how did your whole event as a whole go? How did you feel? And they said that they had raised the most money at any of their events ever, and that Douglas County just showed up in a big way, and it brought them to tears. And everybody knows I brag on Douglas County all the time on this show, and I just feel like I wasn't surprised at all, but yet again, that moment where you're just so proud to be from here and so proud to be a citizen and involved, you know, in this community that is so giving and so kind and generous. And so we attended their kickoff party, which was at Backside Brewery, and I went with some of my family members, and Alan Painter, owner of Premier Insurance, and his wife Angie came, and we just had a wonderful evening. I will say it was loud in there, so that you couldn't really converse or have a talk, but it was exciting, and everybody was so generous. North River came out, and their employees had raised $10,000, and they gave a check to the organization for $10,000, which was an awesome way to kick off the evening and get everybody just in that giving, loving spirit. And then the live auction happened, and mad chaos ensued. It was so fun. But I do have to give some shout outs, because I feel like Carlos from Umpqua Survival and Virgil Osborne with Champagne Creek and Search and Rescue, and of course our own Alan Painter with Premier, were just above and beyond generous and kind and loving, and just gave so much to the organization. So super proud of those guys, super proud of Douglas County. So way to go, and congratulations, Ride 22 for Oregon, for raising over $20,000 for such a wonderful cause. So very, very excited about that. I'd been asked multiple times by people that had heard the show, did you know how much they raised? Or and people kind of want to know that, you know, mm-hmm. and especially if they were a part of it, they just want to see what that is. And that's what your Q is about. And that's our goal, is to celebrate, uplift, and educate, you know, about the wonderful people of Douglas County, the amazing opportunities that we have in Douglas County to volunteer and to donate and to share information with friends, you know, that you hear here on the show, and that, you know, maybe something will touch you enough, like we said last week, that you want to get involved and that you want to donate to, or share something that you have, you know, with a friend, or if it sounds like something that might be a fit for someone that you know. And so networking and getting the word out is just really what the show's about. So that was really, really fun, and fun to hear back on that. And speaking of getting involved in awesome organizations in this community, today on the show, we have another wonderful volunteer-ran organization. So Blood, Sweat, and Tears goes into this organization, and it's ECHO, or some people know it as Every Child of Douglas County. And today with us, we have Brandy Ruiz. So Brandy, tell us what ECHO is about.
Echo Every Child started as a Portland initiative statewide because of foster care in Oregon. Foster care is huge in Oregon. We have so many kids in foster care, and we don't have enough homes for our kids in foster care. It is a huge crisis in Oregon. But our part, Every Child, came, our mission basically in Every Child is recruiting caring community members in Oregon to love, care for, and support vulnerable children and families in partnership with Oregon's Department of Human Services. So that's our main mission. That's what we're here for, and that's what we've been trying to work on. A little under 2 years old, so we're still pretty new. People haven't heard about us. But we believe that our core values, I'll tell you those right now while we have a chance. Mm-hmm. Every child believes in a hope. Our organization, Every Child, believes in a hopeful future for children and families in Oregon. We're collaborative because we want to work with individuals, businesses, families, faith communities, whoever is available to help with these needs, because children affect all of us. They're our future.
Absolutely.
We are determined. We relentlessly fight for children in crisis. We commit to finding safe, nurturing places where they can flourish for the children. And we want to be generous. We want to provide radical hospitality with a posture of humility and care for children, families, and our partners working in child welfare. Because that job has got to be one of the toughest jobs, because you're fighting between families and rules and watching the worst of worst circumstances and having to be a part of it. And so just encouraging those workers, there for a time, it seemed like they were having quite a bit of burnout and turnover, because Douglas County really has a problem, which we can go into in just a second. But just trying to encourage the workers and trying to encourage the foster care families that are taking these kids, because we have such a limited number that those families keep getting more and more kids. And so being able to encourage and give a light and tell them, you know what, you're doing a great job and we're here for you and we support you, is something that's important to us.
It's honestly everything, because if they don't have that, and I mean, it would be so easy to get down with all the darkness that they see or hear or witness, you know, through why these children even came to them in the first place. And so it's like, absolutely, you know, any time you can be an encouraging factor, empower or uplift somebody, you know, that's amazing. And you guys do a fantastic job. One of the things when we talked was years ago, I actually happened to be on, you know, involved with Miss Oregon, and Every Child came to kind of be one of the partners with Miss Oregon, because we had young ladies throughout Oregon and in these communities that could maybe kind of help launch this originally. And so one of the things is, first and foremost, the video that they showed was just like left a whole room sobbing. It was heart-wrenching. But honestly, it was just to know the numbers. And at that time, I think, you know, because obviously being from Douglas County, I was kind of watching, you know, more so of that. But as proud as I am of the county, and I am always boastful about it, it was sad to see that our numbers were in like the top one or two of all the counties. And that was devastating to see, because it's just not something you want to be known for. It's not the number that you want to be number one or two in, you know. We want to be number one and two in sports and all these other things, not those numbers.
That's
so
right.
So that was kind of, I guess, eye-opening to me was what I would say about that. And I do know that one of the other counties was way over in Eastern Oregon, and that was just because of their population, the percentage was higher.
Right.
But we have a lot of people and a lot of children in foster care.
Yeah. The numbers, speaking of that, this is the spring numbers. I don't have any current from like last month, but in Oregon alone, there was currently 5,910 children in foster care, right? Well, in Douglas County, 334. And then we had only 172 families for those 334 kids. But the thing about that also is they were 109 of the 172 were child specific, like a family member or a friend or somebody who stepped in, a relative to take that child. So that left 68 for the rest. That's it in Douglas County.
And so you are talking a large amount of children under one roof, which really can be overwhelming.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And the average age is 9 years old. So people think that it's all infants and toddlers. But these young kids, that's a valuable age to just you pour into your life and to be such an impact on who you are and what happens to you later in life is made such an impact when you're 9 years old. So we need foster families. We need them. We need people to step up. And people say, I can't do that. I can't give a kid away. But think of the impact you can make on a child's life in just a short amount of time. It doesn't take much.
And honestly, I had this conversation with my oldest son because I had talked to him, about a month or so ago about this, and he's like, oh, we'd take a kid on, we'd take that. And then instantaneously his wife is just like, there's no way I could give one back. And my son was like, what? Like they ever have to go back?
Yeah.
And then he's like, the same thing. And so I think it's like people self-preserve or brace their heart because they know they couldn't imagine themselves ever having to do that or being able to do that. And I think that's probably one of the biggest reasons why people don't, but I guess we have to change our mindset on that.
It is hard, but you have to. My husband and I took in a teenager who was 17 at the time. We only had her for a few months, and there was a lot of challenges because there was a lot of situational stuff that obviously we can't talk about, but that played an impact in her and her life and her decisions and her choices. And she got pretty angry with us when she turned 18 and there was no more rules and she thought she could just do whatever she wanted. And so she's like, I'm gone. We don't know where she's at. We don't know what she's doing. And it plays on your heart. Mm-hmm. I think of her all the time. It's been 2 years since we had her. And you don't stop thinking about them. You don't stop loving them. You don't stop wondering what happened to them. Mm-hmm. But yet you have to remind yourself, what did you teach them? What did you do for them? How did you help make an impact in her life those months that you had her? And that's what you have to remind yourself, because if you sit and think, I could have did this, or I could have done that, or I should have done this, or I should have done that, then, you're going to beat yourself up forever, which we're so easy at doing.
Right.
But you think about, well, what did I teach her? Because I taught her what a home life should be. I taught her how to be a responsible member of a family, and this is how you do it. And it may not be what it looked like your first 17 years of life, but this is really what you're supposed to be doing. This is how you are productive in society and in life.
Well, and it may be down the road, when she matures and gets old enough to have a family of her own, she'll be like, that example is what I want. I want that example of a family, or, break the cycle. And I think that's so important, is oftentimes breaking the cycle. So,
yeah, definitely.
Well, the work that you guys do is just absolutely incredible. And there's so many different facets to it with, we'll talk about some of the different programs, when we come back here in a minute. But I just think that there's so many different avenues than that people don't know about. So I'm hoping that maybe one of the little pieces that you do will inspire somebody to jump in and help here. So, but let's take a quick break and we'll be back in just a couple moments. This is Your Cue, sponsored by Premier Insurance, and I'm Shannon Sebastian.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
All right, back here in the studio, this is Shannon Sebastian with Your Cue on KQEN News Radio. And I have Brandy, who's with Every Child, Echo of Douglas County. And we were talking about, you have some exciting things coming up. So yes. I don't know which one you want to talk about. Let's talk about Monday, since it's the closest thing.
Yeah. Well, Monday is, we have quarterly, so this is something to think about if you can't make on Monday. But Monday at 6, we have a volunteer orientation, which it sounds like you have to learn something new. But what it is actually information. So we give you, if you get a hold of us, we'll give you the Zoom, because it's totally Zoom. You don't even have to go anywhere. You don't even have to leave your house. You can just call in. And then we talk about what kind of opportunities there are available for volunteering currently. And so we do it on the last Monday of the month quarterly. So this Monday, the 26th, is that right? I think I'm pretty sure Monday is the 26th. We're doing it at 6 o'clock. And so if you're interested in that, you just email us at everychilddc@gmail.com, and we can give you the link to that Zoom call. But we explain a little bit more about what we do and what little things we're involved in, as well as the big things like the events coming up that we have that we were talking about. But we definitely want people to have an opportunity to ask questions and to learn a little bit more. And so hopefully, again, we'll be able to meet in person and do that. But for right now, we're doing it over Zoom. So, yeah.
So since I know quite a few of you in the organization, yes. And some of you have for quite some time, I have to say, these ladies, because they have also adopted the pageant girls, have very much been helpful to them and made a difference.
Very much helpful.
That you guys are a really fun group.
We do have fun.
You do have fun. I mean, this is kind of a heavy topic, but you guys enjoy your time together.
Yes.
You enjoy being with each other and you have to get in. You have to get in with these gals, because they're great. And so with the pageant gals, I always hear about your guac talks, which
yes.
are amazing. So there's nothing better than being with a great group of people, eating awesome food.
That's right. Eating some guacamole, having some conversations.
Yes. So having your guac talks. And so if you guys want in on those, which you're going to have to put in your time.
That's
probably
right.
A probationary period.
There you
on
go.
That.
There you go.
Then you should really get a hold of them and reach out.
That's right.
And Brandy, what's the email again you want them to?
Everychilddc for Douglas County @gmail.com, or just go to the website everychilddouglas.org.
Perfect.
Yeah.
You won't regret it. I mean, these guys are a hoot. So I was so looking forward to today's show, because I'm just like, we're just going to have a guac talk in the studio. And but then I realized, okay, some of my guac talking stuff is probably... I'm just too weird.
The thing is, what happens at Guac Talk stays at Guac Talk.
See, safe space. But you have another, this event, the next one that we're going to talk about, is actually a fundraiser.
It
so this is.
Is
where you guys are going to get, money to help do the wonderful projects
right.
and things that you do. So let's talk about the golf tournament.
Okay, the golf tournament's coming up on Saturday, July 31st. At Umpqua Golf Resort in Sutherland. And we are so excited about it. We have had such a good outpouring of response from community members donating prizes. We have some fun prizes. We have some really good prizes. But we have some awesome tournament sponsors so far. I better mention those before. So Mercy, CHI Mercy Health was an awesome tournament sponsor. Some platinum sponsors, Umpqua Health, Umpqua Valley Financial, Fiddler's Green, Umpqua Golf Resort, Oak Hills, Simpson Golf Foundation, Nike Golf, Mary Gilbert, First Christian Church, Cow Creek, FCC, Edward Jones. So those guys have already stepped up and put up some good monies for us to help us get this off the ground. We need tea sponsors and green sponsors, which is a $250 donation. And you get your name, of course, on the tea and all that kind of advertisement. But we've got some awesome donations from local community members for raffle prizes, for gifts, But it's our major fundraiser for the year. So we looked to do this last year and we were super excited. We were going to have our first annual golf tournament and make our money and just have fun because golfing can be fun. I know it can be very stressful for those competitive people out there, but I am not one of the competitive people. I'm the one that I'm glad if I hit the ball. But anyway, so we were unable to do it last year, and so this is our major fundraiser. We want to have the funds to support these kids. We want not just to support the kids. We want to support, like we said, the foster parents. We want to support the workers. We want to be able to encourage and do something for these kids so that they're not left behind. And this is one of our huge fundraisers. And if you don't want to do $250, just donate some money, and we'll put it where it needs to go.
Which is towards exactly what you just said.
Exactly.
Those wonderful things. So,
exactly.
And you're not full with golfers yet, or are you?
Not quite. We still have some room.
Okay.
We still have some room.
Everybody
so get your
out.
Team together. It's only $100 for four people. You know, come on. That's
for
not
four
bad.
People.
And you get awesome prizes.
Awesome prizes. And mm-hmm. you don't have to be a good golfer. I am one
oh,
of
heavens
those.
Oh, heavens no. Who needs to be good?
I would classify myself as a holy moly golfer. So if anybody knows holy moly on TV, that's going to be me. Put me with an obstacle course or, you know, some rocks and a clown's
so
head or something.
Funny.
And then I might have some game. But off the mini putt-putt course, I'm not well known. So that's why I had to ask.
You could go with Debbie and I. Debbie is one of the directors of Every Child. And when we go, you know, if we don't like where we hit the ball, we pick it up and throw it someplace else. So,
okay,
you
that's
know.
Probably not tournament rules.
That
but,
is definitely
but
not
But maybe on an off day, I'll go and play some real, I'll play holy moly golf
there
on,
you go.
On an actual golf
yeah.
course.
Yeah.
And great choice. They've really done some wonderful improvements up there on
yeah.
the course and on their greens. And so it should be in perfect condition for you guys
it
up there.
Be.
So
we're excited.
Yes.
We're excited. It's going to be a fun day.
Great job, Oak Hills Golf Course and Umpqua Golf Resort.
Good job. Good job spitting that out.
Oh, they're a great group of guys up there.
They are.
So I know one of the things that with Marin, I just want to talk about Marin because she's a rock star for you guys.
She is a rock star.
Honestly. And so she did a campaign called Hope Totes.
Mm-hmm.
Can you just tell us why the Hope Totes is so important? And
kids in foster care often get taken out with the clothes on their back.
Mm-hmm.
That's not always the situation, but a lot of times it is. And the thing that Hope Totes does is it's a tote full of goodies that you need to survive every day, you know, and to live your life with a note of encouragement that says, life may be tough right now, but you're going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
And Marin has done a fantastic job on bringing those totes and getting those together and bringing those to the children, because if you think about it and you think back to your childhood, those of us that have had good ones and
mm-hmm.
you know can think back to stuff like that and think that you're ripped out of everything you know and you don't have anything, so something that can be given to them to encourage them and say you're not alone. And that's one of the things we ask of our volunteers. If you don't want to come out and do something, but you like to write a note of encouragement, write some notes and then give them to us and we'll put them where they need to go. I mean, that's one of the very simple, easy ways to volunteer with us is just, you know, if you have a heart for kids, but you don't know what else to do, write a note, a generic note. You don't have to have a name on it. It could be for a boy. It could be for a girl. It could be for whoever. And we'll put them in there. We'll give them this box of stuff that helps them know that they've got stuff and it belongs to them and it's theirs and nobody can take it away.
I mean, the note writing, what a simple
mm-hmm.
but yet so impactful thing to do. I mean, that's just so impactful. And I know a lot of times when I was involved in the beginning with Every Child, they said a lot of the kids would leave with their stuff in garbage sacks.
Yes.
Because what's readily available in homes when you can't, you know, you're having to get somebody out in a quick mm-hmm. hurry or you have that 5 or 10 minutes or less to grab your stuff, they would just throw what they could in garbage bags. And so yeah. the Hope Totes is just such more of a beautiful, dignified way for that person to maybe go from their first night where they end up to yeah. to a maybe semi-permanent home, and then, you know, use it to, you know, hopefully go back home if that's in the best interests,
yeah.
you know, of the yeah. child. But
definitely.
I think that just watching what she's done with that, and some of the other girls, Lily, mm-hmm. and I know Emily's on your board, and, mm-hmm. and it's just been really amazing to see that connection that the title holders have, and then go on to still continue to volunteer with
right.
you know, after
right. yeah.
after their time and there after their reign. So it just shows A, how much you guys are awesome to hang around with, and B, that it's like any age can reach out and help. I
That's
mean,
right.
you're talking teenagers. I mean,
exactly.
Maren's a teenager and made a huge, huge difference with her Hope Totes and other things
right.
that she's done. So,
well, and she can understand.
Shout out.
She
yeah.
can relate to kids that age and what they need and what they are missing out on, so that we can give them that, you know,
right.
try to give them a piece of that.
I just think that's so impactful.
Definitely.
One of the other elements, and I don't know if this actually falls underneath your umbrella, but is the neighbor, or
My Neighbor Oregon. So My Neighbor Oregon is part of the Tangible Needs. It got renamed, which is it sounds much better, My Neighbor Oregon, rather than Tangible Needs. But
right.
My Neighbor was really about finding a specific need met, and so when you sign up to be a volunteer, you can be put on different email thing checklists related to what exactly you're interested in, right? So if you're say if you're a handyman and you want to help with something that needs to be built or constructed or deconstructed or whatever, we can put you on that, which doesn't happen that often. But, I mean, we have specific things for specific people. But My Neighbor Oregon specifically works on finding those tangible needs for the kids. So if a foster family says, I just got placed these 3 siblings, and they all signed up for sports, who has cleats in these size? Who has bunk beds that could be put together? Who has blank? And so we go to our resource list, our email list, our people, and we say, this is what it is. Who can meet this need? And obviously not everybody can meet every need at all times. That's just not realistic.
Right.
And so that's what's awesome about having so many people. The more people, the easier it is to get what you need,
mm-hmm.
obviously, because more people, more resources. And so My Neighbor is one of those things, is that you sign up to be part of My Neighbor, and then you get told about certain needs or specific needs that are needed within a brief, short amount of time. And if you can meet that need, which is fantastic, because sometimes people have stuff that they didn't even know they had that, oh, yeah, I got that. I can send that that way, you know. And I think that's kind of a fun thing. I really like My Neighbor because the things sometimes we take for granted or we don't think about, you know, we need twin sheet sets because we just got placed another child, or we need a crib because we just got placed a baby, or, you know, we need boys shorts because we just got this, you know, whatever. And you were getting ready to get rid of or throw out, or, I mean,
right.
obviously we're not going to give them.
It's 117 out, like we had a few weeks ago.
Yeah,
and it's like,
yeah.
I have this child who came with next to nothing and
exactly.
in jeans. Let's get him something, or,
right.
you know, him or
right.
her. So I just valued that because it was something that it's like, here's the need, and people can immediately respond and immediately
mm-hmm.
fill that need. So it's like live, real time
yeah.
When you're seeing things. And I think that that's so helpful to be able to say, we're not always just putting these things out here and they're hanging out there because we always need these things. There is
right.
literally a specific person that needs that, and that will go to
exactly
when you you know, donate or
mm-hmm.
or you gift that or bless them with that.
Right.
And so, and like you were saying, it's like the more people you can get it out there, the better it is. And then it spread, you know, spread the joy. So,
and that's what's cool about volunteering with us, is we don't say, okay, once a month you have to give us 8 hours, or every other month you're assigned, you know, 12 hours of work. It's what can you do and when can you do it? And that's what's awesome about volunteering with Every Child Echo, you know, Douglas County, is that there's resources, there's opportunities, and it doesn't have to be a commitment of a designated amount of time. That's what's awesome about this organization.
Well, we need to go to break here, so we'll be right back with your cue.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back. And just want to say, Brandy, we have way too much of a good time talking. And we knew this was going to be a problem. So sorry for going to break a little late. But us girls were having a great time in here. And sometimes forget we're even on the radio.
That's right.
So our apologies, but we're just having a good time talking about a very, very just wonderful cause and a great organization. So how can you not get caught up in the moment with that?
That's right.
I mean, come on. having a good time in here, everybody.
That's right.
So we just kind of wanted to reiterate a little bit, because I think we gave like a lot of goodness today. Like, I just want to make sure that
we gave a lot of information.
Yeah. And it was good stuff. Good job. But I want to make sure that people get it. So Monday you have your meeting coming up.
Monday at 6 p.m. And that's a Zoom call-in. And you have to get a hold of us so that you can get the link, which you need to just echo everychild at Gmail. You could do that. You could do everychilddc@gmail.com. So either one. Both of those work. Everychilddouglas.org. Follow us on social media. We have a Twitter. We have a Instagram, and we're on Facebook, Every Child DC, and you can find us under any one of those things, and that's where the majority of our information is, and also signing up, obviously, from the website so you can get our emails and the newsletter, monthly newsletter. Our media gals are amazing. Laura and Julie are fantastic, and they get out so much information to help us inform
I'm
the
missing
community.
Out on that, so I'm gonna make sure I'm not missing out after today.
Yeah,
so
that's right. You get in the know,
new.
Girlfriend.
I'm getting in the know. I'm getting in there. And your social media page, you guys do a great job. I just want to say that it's informative, it's inspiring,
good.
and again, you can tell you guys are having a good time. So I mean, you should probably have 1,000 people lined up after this show wanting
well,
to be
I hope
on
so.
Here with their guac talks and all this goodness. I mean, come on. Who doesn't want to be involved with all that? These guys are
not everybody gets to come to guac talk now.
I know. I should. Yeah. I need to clarify that. You do have a probationary period. I made that up. That's not the truth. You might. You have to earn that spot
right.
in the inner sanctum. So, and then we touch on again the golf tournament
on the 31st. Mm-hmm. Yes. Information anywhere you look about Every Child Douglas County. We've got information about our golf tournament, and we want sponsors, we want cash, we want prizes, whatever you want to give us, we'll take it. Also, an easy way is if you have an extra $10 a month, you can donate it to us. We call it TENDS, 10 like the number 10, for to tend, T-E-N-D, to take care of. So that's a super easy way. If you just think, I don't know that I want to do all these other little projects, but hey, I got $10. So you can commit to us $10 a month. We would appreciate that.
Oh, that's an excellent idea.
Gift certificates, volunteering, gift cards, all sorts of stuff. We take it.
The gift cards is such a powerful tool, just like the note.
Mm-hmm.
There's something special about a, you know, you feel just low or less than sometimes the children that get in, you know, mm-hmm. put into the foster care system, they feel less than. And it's like never, ever should they feel less than. But
exactly.
You do, because you're feeling like, I don't have what these other people have. And they envision, mm-hmm. I think, other people's homes to be very Mary Poppins-ish,
probably,
which isn't reality a lot of times, mm-hmm. but it makes them feel less than. And with those gift cards, we used to do that with the program too and donate. They may be able to go out and buy a item that they never in their wildest dreams could have imagined,
exactly.
or a shirt that's just they think's the most beautiful thing to them, or maybe they've never even had a brand new pair of shoes.
Right.
And this sounds like I'm being far-fetched, but I am not at all.
No.
And so, you know, my mom at one point took in some foster kids. One of them actually ended up being my nephew, but then some of his siblings that were in need as well. Mm-hmm. It was just amazing. I mean, the needs were so high, and even what they were able to have, it almost wasn't worth having. They really needed to start anew. Things were far too small.
Yeah.
Very ratty. And so, you know, just to go out and be able to gift them and have them feel prideful or excited or
give them
blessed.
A little bit of control, because they can use that money and say that's theirs. Mm-hmm. And exactly.
It's just such a gift beyond the gift that you think it is. It's bountiful.
Yes.
And so you think you're giving this gift card, but truly, truly, people, you are giving so much more to these young ones, you know, especially the school age, I guess, is what I'm more so talking about, where you feel all this harsh judgment or whatever. And so it's like the gift that keeps on giving. So please, I think that Brandy has given a multitude of ways to jump in, be involved, donate. And I really hope you have you know, a blessings from this bountiful. I really do. And I can't wait to hear about the golf tournament. So you'll have to report back so I can tell the listeners your update on how that came out. Sounds like so far you're having great success with some wonderful sponsors.
Yes,
but
we are.
The more the merrier. And
definitely.
And I know, you know, with doing the parade, it's like every time somebody called me, it was just like about put me in tears, because I was so just grateful and felt so blessed by people in the community stepping up and being supportive of of an event that I was doing. And so I know what that feels like. So we're hoping for the best.
That's right.
Last week we talked about how the show, you know, your cue is about celebrating, uplifting, and educating. It's about getting positive things out in the community. It's about inspiring people to do great things. It's about putting a spotlight on people that are out there doing things selflessly and not looking for the glory, but giving them that moment and kind of raising them up, just like you are with the foster families and the CHS workers and stuff like that. Volunteers need that too. Mm-hmm. And one of the ways we can best support volunteers is by volunteering, because a heavy burden and a heavy load is always made easier when you're sharing the burden.
Definitely.
And so I just encourage people. And again, you guys are a good time. I know I've promoted the daylights out of the good time thing, but I honestly can't say it enough.
You got to enjoy what you do. You know, you got to enjoy the purpose behind what you're doing and the people you do it with.
And the passion, I mean, it's, you know, you need to find your why. Yep. So on the show last week, we did talk about that. And we said, you know, we're going to talk about all these great things going on in the community, all these wonderful nonprofits and events and organizations. And we're not expecting you to pony up to every single one. We're not expecting you to volunteer for every single one. But we are hoping somewhere throughout the weeks of the year that we are going to maybe inspire somebody to pick up the phone or send an email. And so,
and find their niche,
and find your passion, find your why. Yep. And the why is, why did you make that initial phone call? And then once you make that phone call or you attend that Zoom, like coming up Monday at 6 o'clock with you guys, why are you continuing on, you know, 13 years later, 15 years later? It's because it's amazing. And so that's what we hope to do. But we're going to take a quick break again, because we went over last time. We'll be good and go on time this time. So we'll be back in just after 2 minutes here with your cue. This is Shannon Sebastian, sponsored by Premier Insurance.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back, and thank you for listening today, and we hope you found some little niche that you might want to be involved with this wonderful organization, Every Child or Echo of Douglas County. And Brandy, thank you for being on the show with me today.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, I knew we'd have fun, but...
We've known each other too long.
Yeah. I think that one of the things is you do still need some golfers for the golf tournament. Mm-hmm. And so... You know, I have a few golfers in my life. I know it's the 31st, mm-hmm. correct? The event starts in the morning or the...
Yep. Check in at 8.
Check in at 8. 8 a.m. So you don't check in for mini golf and holy moly golf. So this is all official. Just show up and get your colored putter. But so I have my son, Gavin Weaver, Scott Hutton, Alan Painter. We have golfers in our lives. So... Come on, guys. Let's fill the spots.
That's right.
And do some golfing. If my son does it, we have a charity event that night.
Mm-hmm.
So, but if he does it, I'll come out and holy moly it with him.
There you
so
go.
I will do that. I don't think that's going to be a perk for him to be interested in doing it, but I would do it with somebody, and I stink horrible. I don't even.
And
sure.
Sutherland is close to Eugene.
Yeah.
So that much closer. So whatever time he finishes, he can just take off and go with you.
There we go. So we'll just do some golf in the morning.
There, boy. And
yeah. So when they hear it, or if they're listening now, you need to do that. So how does somebody sign up on the website or on Facebook?
Yes. Go to the website, everychilddouglas.org.
Sign up. Let's fill those spots. I'm going to ask Brandy here on Monday if those spots are filled.
Okay. Sounds good.
If not, we're going to call some other people out next Thursday. Calling all golfers. It's $100 for a four-person team.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to me, that seems like a really good deal.
It is a good deal. Very good deal.
Because I hear how expensive some of these fees are for these golfing places for my son.
And we're going to feed you.
What?
Yeah. You get lunch.
Okay.
This and prizes.
This is all good things. Well, when you golf like me, probably not. But that's okay, because it's worth a good cause. Somebody else that can golf can have the prizes. I feel like I should ask if it's one of those where you dress up and wear crazy pants or something.
No.
I've heard this. Okay, no. Good to know, because that would have been embarrassing.
No costume, Shannon.
No costumes. Dang it. Well, I'm so thrilled that you came on and just
thank
really
you for having me.
Yeah, just really grateful and so appreciate everything you guys do for the community and for the young children, you know, who are in foster care, the DHS workers, mm-hmm. and the foster parents, and you know, I'm gonna get on that list, the
Good.
Email list, because that's I think that's a wonderful thing. That's what we've talked about with the show, is just how powerful networking is and being involved and helping out.
Yeah.
So, and speaking of the networking, so this morning I went to the Douglas County Senior Coalition meeting, which has a lot of resources for seniors and just a great group of really positive, wonderful, upbeat people. And I went to talk a little bit about the show and about how we get people on the show, how we want to have people on the show.
Oh.
So we're asking people in the community, if you do know one of these, what we're going to call a community angel, or somebody out there that is doing these selfless acts and doing good deeds in the community, or has a nonprofit that could really, mm-hmm. really, really use a boost and some promotion, and you really are passionate and feel like they're doing wonderful things in the community,
yeah.
please, please, please email us, because that's what the show's about, is really just getting all the positive things that we have and all the resources that we have out there out to people. And so you can do that by emailing us at yourcue, and that's yourcue at bciradio.com. So that's yourcue@bciradio.com. Please nominate somebody. Tell us who they are, what they're doing, what the organization's about, and we would love to you know, reach out and talk to them about being on the show and, you know, just really shine a light on the wonderful things that they're doing. The other thing is kind of like your My Neighbor Oregon, is we want to hear about if there are people in need. If you know of someone who could use a helping hand, you know, we want to raise people up, enlighten, empower, inspire, and, you know, do the good in the community. Mm-hmm. So we don't just want to talk about what everybody else is out there doing. We are out there doing it. We're doing that with the show. We're doing that at Premier Insurance by the things that we do in the community and being actively involved. And so that's our passion, and that's what the show's about. That's why Ellen sponsors the show. That's why we go to events like Ride 22 and donate and do things, because we're also putting our sweat equity along with our monetary into the community. And mm-hmm. we just feel like if everybody does that, what such a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful place we have to live in. And it could just be so much, even so much better if we all just pitch in and share load. So
that's right.
Please, please, please do. Think about Echo Every Child as a volunteer opportunity, as those golfers, calling out those golfers again. We need you. We need a few of you out there. So
that's right.
Call. And if nothing else, if you want to see the sideshow known as Holy Moly Golf Shannon, then come on out. I'll still be a sight to see, even wearing normal clothes. But I think that it's important to support you guys and to be out there. So
thank you,
everybody. Tune in next week. We will have Kyle Reed with the Douglas County Forest Protection Association updating us on fires, along with Alan from Premier Insurance talking about defensible space and just making sure your house is really well protected. So until next Thursday, everybody, have a great day and keep doing good deeds. This is Shannon Sebastian.